Life in the Spirit.
Experiencing
the fullness of Christ.
Translated
into Burmese from English. Sessions 13 to
14.
The Gifts of the Spirit, Part
1 and 2.
By Paul Bucknell, produced by Biblical Foundations for Freedom. www.foundationsforfreedom.net. Releasing God's truth to a new generation.
The anointing of the Spirit is what I want to talk about now. Let me continue in prayer. Lord, we really want you to work your fullness in our lives. Help us to understand the Spirit and His work, His desires in our life. Clear us, Lord, from any sin, any distractions around us. And teach us. In Christ we pray.
Amen.
Amen. I want to first talk about the gifts of the Spirit.
And
so I want to kind of focus on the spiritual gifts, which are very significant for us. Because if you think of it, the gifts are from the Spirit. And it means a lot. It really
does.
I want to get into some of the questions, difficult questions around spiritual gifts. And I know, again, we might have different opinions. That's okay. But I'm really, again, my hope is that we look at what is it really saying. So in 1 Corinthians 12:1, Paul is writing exactly what we're saying here. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, I don't want you to be unaware. In other words, he really wants us to understand this. It's an important topic. Now, it's interesting in this passage, chapter 12, verses 1 through 7. But the word gifts is used 4 times. But in verse 1, actually, if you're looking very close at the original text, spiritual is only used once. The other list of spiritual gifts, such as in Romans 12 and things, don't emphasize the Spirit of God. But by the emphasis here, we see it's God working in us through the Spirit. So God gives us spiritual gifts to equip us for service. So the word gift, you can translate it back into Greek, coming from the word charis, of grace. You're great people, so he gives you each one gift, right? It's not something that I wish I could be like him and have his or her gift.
No.
Or, oh, I have this gift, look at me. No, but Paul is trying to clarify things here, so we rightly use those spiritual gifts. The book I gave yesterday has that chart of growth. the three stages of growth.
ဒါကကျွန်တော်တို့ပြေးခဲ့တဲ့စာအုပ်မှာယုံကြည်သူများဘယ်လိုကြီးထွားတယ်ဆိုတာကျွန်တော်တို့
We'll find that the, in 1 John 2:12 it talks about the little child, talk about new believers. It's just like when you have a baby. The baby doesn't understand much what's going on. In fact, the doctors will tell you that actually their eyes are still learning things. Their hearing is still learning things, even after they're born.
အဲ့ဒါဒီဆရာဝန်တွေကဘလို့ပြောတယ်ဆိုလို့ရှိရင်သူတို့မွေးဖွားပြီးမှကလေးငယ်တွေကလည်းဆက်လက်ပြီးတော့သင်ယူပါတယ်လို့ကြည့်ပေးတယ
် So the new believer generally just doesn't understand spiritual gifts. They're talking about their salvation, their assurance.
ဒါဒီယုံကြည်သူဖိကဆရိကတော့နော်ဝိငင်ပန်းဆိုင်ရာအကြောင်းအရာအလုံးကိုမသိပါဘူးကေတင်ချင်းလောက်ပဲကေတင်ချင်းအမခံချက်လောက်ပဲသိပါတယ
် I would think it's a young man, the young believerthat begins to discover the existence of spiritual gifts.
So the young people pick up lure ka wingin shu jesu le shi le so da ti phu lwa ba le.
And that's where you see a lot of that immaturity with spiritual gifts.
And then tonor the jin che te ki ma wingin shu jesu a chong ya le ku tonor ti phu lwa.
Hey, look at me, what I can do.
Di ma tonor lou nai le lo.
And we can see that with young people, right?
Lu nge le ka no.
Adulu lou cha le. Oh look how strong I am. Look what how smart I am.
Ah tanaw di a shi de tanaw pyet lat de twet lat de lo lou nai de lo.
But they discover the spiritual gifts, but they don't know how to use them proper.
Era di yung chi chi ma nu nge te de lu re ka wing yin shu che yu re ya shi ba de da ba mai blu a tong phi ma le so da ma ti che ma ti cha de.
Believer reaches maturity, he knows how to use the spiritual gifts for others.
Da ba mai ဒီရှင်ချက်တဲ့လူတွေကတော့ဝိညာဉ်စုစည်းယူတဲ့ကိုဘလို့အထုံးပြုမလဲဘယ်နေရာမှာအထုံးပြုမလဲဆိုတာသိကြတယ
် John uses that term fathers to describe how a father is caring, responsible for other people.
ဆိုတော့ရှင်ယောဟန်မှာကျတော့ဘလို့အထုံးပြုတယ်ဆိုတော့ရှင်ဖခင်မြတ်လို့အထုံးပြုတယ်ဖခင်မြတ်ကသားသမီးများကိုဘလို့ချီးရှူဆုံးရှောက်မလဲဆိုတာသိတယ
် And just like spiritual gifts are actually given so we canhelp others, right?
So we in suje yu tano ro ya si da ache lu mya ku ti shao phu ya na twa phit ba le.
In verses 5 to 7 of 1 Corinthians 12.
Era so the tikko khanchi se ni da pe nge nga ka ne khone.
He first says there's a lot of kinds of ministry but only one Lord.
Na a myu myu do di lo nga si ba le da ba me takin ta pa be si ba le.
But wherever you have that growth, that work, it's because God's causing it.
အဲ့ဒါတဲ့တော့လောက်တယ်မြတ်တော်အရာအလုံးကဖျားတခင်နဲ့ခွနာပေးချင်တာဖြစ်ဖြစ်ပါတယ
် And then in verse 7 it says to each one is given the manifestation of the spirit for the common good
အဲ့ဒါအလုံးယုံကြည်သူအလုံးကောင်းစားဖူးရတဲ့တော့တန်စင်တော်ရင်တော့ကဤချင်းဆက်ချွာဝိညာဉ်စုစည်းယူမြတ်ကိုပေးတယ်လို့ကျွန်တော်တွေ့ရှိတယ
် So at one when there's only one Lordwe know that he is in charge of the way he distributes spiritual gifts
တခင်တပါတိပဲရှိပါတယ်ဒါပေမဲ့ဝိညာဉ်စုစည်းယူအမြင့်အမြင့်ကိုယုံကြည်သူများထံတော့ပေးတယ
် He didn't just have a bag from heaven and just open it up and let it drop accidentally wherever the spiritual gift went
ဟာဒီကောင်းကင်ပေါ်ကနေဒီဖုန်ကူဖွင့်ပေးပြီးတော့နော်တဲ့တဲ့နေရာမှာချက်ခိုင်းတယ်လို့မျိုးမဟုတ်ဘူ
း He saves you and he equips you with a spiritual gift
အဲ့ဒါနဲ့ကျွန်တော်တို့ကိုကေတင်တယ်ပြီးတော့လေဝိညာဉ်စုစည်းယူမြတ်ကိုလေဝိမျှ
And verse 7 but to each one is given okay every believer
တဝချင်းကိုပေးတယ်လို့
It's a gift it's grace in other words it's nothing we earned
အဲ့ဒါအဲစုစည်းယူဖြစ်တယ်အဲ့ဒါစည်းယူတော့ဖြစ်တယ်ကျွန်တော်တို့ကအဖူအခလောက်အခအရရှိတဲ့အရာမဟုတ်ပါဘူး
It doesn't make us better
အဲ့ဒါကကျွန်တော်တို့ဒီဒီကောင်းတဲ့အတွက်ကြောင့်လည်းမဟုတ်ဘူး
But it's still important that we develop our character, Christ-likeness, be able to use them. Unfortunately, we see a lot of immaturity sometimes. And we should refrain from that. We should be focusing on using the gifts to help others. When God says he gives you a spiritual gift, he's saying something about the work he wants you to do in the future.
When you should say you ya shi da de de amu ro song law nga ma ta ta na pyu law nga ma law ya me a ya re ko law nai phu yan de twet phit ba.
When he gives you the gift of administration.
And at the out chau yi pai sa ya we yin shu che yu le shi.
You'll find that you like doing numbers, figures, organization.
And at the apply re phai phu the certain phu assistant sui phu luat de.
And so you use your gift to help the church, help God's people. It's not just because you're smart. It's the Spirit of God giving you that gift. And this means a whole lot of things. It means God's committed to empowering you to use that gift to encourage and build up God's people.
Ala phaya thikin ne lu ta mya ku ti sok phu ya no te lou ya me a ya a long a twet phaya thikin ga khun na pe da phit ba le.
Now I want to just talk about two terms here.
Di ni ya ma chano do di sakalong na khu gu chano pye chin ba le.
The first one is cessationism.
Patama ka ro cessationism lu kho de. A ra ka
comes from the English word like ceasing, stopping. Cessationism. Yeah, accent on the second syllable. Cessationism.
Cessationism, okay.
Yeah. The other one, I'm really trying out my translator here.
Okay.
Continuationism.
Continuationism, look.
You can see the English word, right? Continue, ongoing. So there's kind of debate in seminaries, Bible colleges. And so cessationism says that miracles, prophecy, certain gifting of tongues has stopped when the scriptures came.
So cessationism can you check the prophet
And so around 300, 400 AD, those gifts are no longer used or given. Continuationism says, no, but they're ongoing. God still gives those gifts. Cessationism says those particular gifts are more revelatory, in other words, having to do with revelation. We're only necessary when the Word of God was not there. And they were there to establish the apostles' authority. So let me keep going down. Cessationism. So they don't see those gifts after the apostles' times or a little later when the canon came. Continuationism, on the other hand, says, no, they're ongoing, and it wasn't just for apostles or to give evidence, credence to the authority of God's word. So on one hand, some people, the cessationism thinks that it's not needed anymore.
So
And especially like in the charismatic movement that emphasizes these, they think, no, you will really need those to have the fullness of Christ in the body.
Okay.
Okay, so you have kind of these two divisions here. And I'm not trying to push one or the other. But I do want to make some observations to help us understand
it.
You see, the Spirit of God is working to sanctify us. Ephesians 2, verse 10 says, we are His workmanship.
So, တော့သူရဲ့လက်ရတော့ကျွန်တော်တို့ကိုဖန်ဆင်းတာဖြစ်တယ်လို့ပြောတယ
်။ Created in Christ Jesus for good works.
ကောတော်အရာကိုလို့ဖူးရန်တဲ့ခရစ်တော်နဲ့ကျွန်တော်တို့ကိုဖန်ဆင်းတယ်လို့ပြောတယ
်။ Which God prepared beforehand that we should fulfill them.
အဲ့ဒါဖျားသခင်ကကြိုတင်ပြင်ဆင်ထားတဲ့အလုပ်တွေကိုကျွန်တော်တို့ကအပိဆုံးစေဖို့လောက်ဖို့ဆောင်ရွက်ဖို့ဖြစ်ပါတယ
် I understand all those works what he talks about for good works to include works of love general works
အဲ့ဒါကောတော်အလုပ်တွေလို့ပြောတဲ့အခါမှာဒီချစ်ချင်းမေတ္တာအလုပ်တွေဒီဒီဒီစေစောချင်းအလုပ်တွေဒီတနာချင်းနာချင်းအလုပ်တွေဖြစ်ပါတယ
် But also fulfill special responsibilities according to like your spiritual gifts and your situation
ပြီးတော့လည်းဝိညာဉ်ရှုခြင်းယူတဲ့ကျွန်တော်တို့အချိန်ဒီလို့ကိုလူဒီအပိဆုံးစေဖို့
And we realize when he's given a spiritual gift, it means that a lot of the good works we're going to be doing are funneled around that gift. For example, the gift of helps. Those people just see the needs around them, what needs to be done.And someone else doesn't even see there's a need. So they're all, he or she are cleaning, helping, whatever needs to be done. So the spiritual gifts kind of shapes the way they look and understand things. And so you can see a lot of their good works will be around using those spiritual gifts. So let me make some, I say that because do we need those revelatory gifts is one of the questions in our minds. Because the cessationist says, we don't need them and we can just be filled with the Spirit. On the other hand, the other says, we don't need them, or we do need them, so that we can do what God wants us to do. Now, we tend to do extremes, right? We go from one extreme to the other extreme.
Now,
I think that's why we have this kind of division here. Because when we choose one extreme, then we defend it. The other side defends their opinion. Instead of trying to see, well, what does it all mean together? Okay, first of all, I just let me make some observations here. First of all, the gifts are not equal. In that one sense,
in verse 7, chapter
1, verse
7,
he was telling the Corinthians that they are lacking no gift. Paul praises the gifts of the Corinthians. And this makes it hard for cessationists. Because on one hand, Paul says, these are all important. You know, these are all the gifts. If he had an option of saying, you don't need those because there's no apostles there, he didn't say that at all. But we also see that the cessationists talk about how it's to establish the evidence and authority of the apostles.
ဆိုတော့ပြီးတော့လေဒီတမန်တော်တွေရဲ့တကူတမန်တော်ဖြစ်ချင်း တကူအာနာတွေဘယ်လိုဖြစ်တယ်လဲဆိုတာလေ
ဘာတဲ့
မြေခွန်းမေးကြတယ
် First Corinthians 12 verse 7 says the manifestation of the spirit is for common good for everybody's help and profit
ဆရာတိကောခန့်ချီစနေတပိုင်ငယ်ခွန်းမှာအဒီဒီအလုံးကောင်းစားဖူရန်အတွက်အလုံးအချို့ဖူအချူပေးဖူရန်အတွက်အချူပြုတ်ဖူရန်အတွက်တန်ရှင်တော်ရင်တော့ကုထင်းဆက်ဆော့ပေးရလို့ကျွန်တော်တို့တွေ့ရှိတယ
် Thirdly, we find some people that are not apostles having those gifts.
တချို့လူတွေအတမန်တော်ဒီယေရှုခရစ်တော်ကတမန်တော်တွေမဟုတ်ဘူးဒါပေမဲ့ဝိဒီဒီတမန်တော်ဖြစ်ချင်းဝိညာဉ်ရှုခြင်းယူရရှိတယ်လို့ပြောကြတယ်
You can see I'm critiquing cessationism at this point, right?
ဒီလိုကျွန်တော်ပြောတဲ့အခါမှာဒီ cessationism sorry, I have difficulty
cessationism.
Cessationism. ဘယ်ငင်းချူချေယူရမရှိတော့ဘူးလို့ပြောတဲ့အဖိတ်ကိုနည်းနည်းပါပါဒီထိတယ်လို့ကျွန်တော်ပြောတာဖြစ်ပါတယ
်. So Stephen was not an apostle.
တကယ်ရှိလို့ Stephen နဲ့တမန်တော်ဆင်းပါတယ်မှာပါတယ်လို့မဟုတ်ဘူး.
But he was full of grace and power, performing great wonders and signs among the people.
ဒါပေမဲ့ဂျေဇူရောနဲ့ပြီးတယ်တကူနဲ့ပြီးတယ်နမိတ်လက္ခဏာများကြီးကိုလောက်နိုင်တော့သူဖြစ်တယ
်. Acts 6:8.
အဲ့ဒါအခန်းကြီးတမန်တော်အခန်းကြီး6အပိငယ်7မှာကျွန်တော်တွေ့ရှိပါတယ
် How can we say it's only to establish the apostles' authority when non-apostles did that also
ဆိုတော့တမန်တော်တွေရှိတဲ့ချိန်မှာနော်တမန်တော်ကိတော့တကူးမြတ်ကိုအချက်လူမြတ်ကဘယ်လိုနည်းအဖြစ်ရရှိနိုင်တာလဲ
Or what if we later on found other Christians maybe you know of some
အခုနောက်ပိုင်းမှာ
I'm thinking of John Knox as one historical case.
John Knox
that did miracles, that had revelatory gifts. If you find one person having those gifts later on, it seems to counter the cessationist, the absolute firmness.
So,ဒီဒီလူဟာမျိုးဝိညာဉ်ရှုခြင်းယူတဲ့ခုခက်မှာရှိတဲ့လူတွေရှိတယ်ဆိုလို့ရှိရင်ဝိညာဉ်ရှုခြင်းယူအဲ့လူဟာမျိုးမရှိတော့ဘူးဆိုတာမေခွန်းမေးဆရာရှိပါတယ
် The problem with cessation is that they say it's absolute there's no more
အဲ့တော့သူတို့အဖိတ်ကတော့အမရှိတော့ဘူးလို့ပြစ်ပြစ်တတပြုတ်ကြတယ
် But Paul praised those who had those gifts
ဒါပေမဲ့ရှင်ပေါလုကတော့ဝိညာဉ်ရှုခြင်းယူဆုံဆုံလေးလေးရှိတဲ့လူတွေအတွက်ဖျားသခင်ကိုချီးမွမ်းတယ
် To me it makes more sense to say maybe we don't need those spiritual gifts here as much okay something like that
တနတော်နေတော့အဲ့ဒီဝိညာဉ်ရှုခြင်းယူတဲ့အခုကျွန်တော်တို့နေရာမှာတော့မြန်မာပြည်မှာတော့သိမလူအပ်တော့ဘူးလို့ပြောတာနဲ့အထူးတူဖြစ်ပါတယ
် And then another critique
ပြီးတော့နောက်တစ်ခုကတော့
is in 1 Corinthians 12:27-30
ဒီတကအခန်းကြီးစေနစ်အပိငယ်20ခု29အထိမှာ
Paul intertwines revelatory miraculous gifts with other gifts
ဒီဗျာဒိတ်တော်နဲ့ဆိုင်တဲ့ဝိညာဉ်ရှုခြင်းယူတဲ့နဲ့အချက်တော်ဝိညာဉ်ရှုခြင်းယူတဲ့ကိုပြန်လည်ပြီးတော့ဖော်ပြတာကျွန်တော်တွေ့ရှိပါတယ
် To me I believe every spiritual gift is a miracle
အဲ့ဒါဝိညာဉ်ရှုခြင်းယူအလုံးဟာအနောဆရာကောင်းတယ်လို့ကျွန်တော်ယူကြည်ပါတယ်
I believe it's the Spirit of God, God Himself working in a special way, gifting us. That's a miracle. But to say like a prophet, you know, he knows God's mind about a certain matter. That's very difficult to prove.
yeah.
Especially, you see,
that
it goes beyond, I see it's more of a functional issue. What is God doing in the church in a certain place at a certain time?
Blue Pungsan up in Blue Ni up in Alolo today, Suran is Hain Elo Tinu.
I find that there's actually many frontiers, more like the Book of Acts, where miracles are needed.
Like,
I remember in India, one brother says, Yeah, I fell on a coconut tree and was almost dead.
အဲ့ဒါနဲ့အိန္ဒိယမှာငေကူတယောက်ရှိတယ်ကျွန်တော်ကတည်တည်အုံပင်ကနေကြရတယ်တဲ့တေလူနီပါဖြစ်တယ်တဲ
့ They prayed for me and I was healed.
အဲ့ဒါနဲ့ကျွန်တော်တက်ရှူတောင်းပေးတယ်အဲ့ဒါနဲ့ကျွန်တော်ချက်မှတ်တော့တယ်တဲ
့ Look at me.
ကျွန်တော်ကိုကြည့်ပါတယ
် And people believe.
အဲ့ဒါနဲ့လူတွေကယုံကြည်တယ
် But you see it's on the frontier often of God's work into places where God's word is not existent. Often these things happen more in places where God's word is not known.
Oh, the atu the pin niya titi. Datana piu lo nga niya titi ma atu the pin dilu ha mi to ku chi ma swa tin sha ra chano ro twei si ba.
Where the gospel is being proved, given evidence of.
Ela tu ro hore di tarin kon ne ya man kan chong ku titi pya phu ya ne the name lekhana de pu pi ro tin sha le.
In what way to legitimize that the gospel is true?
ela ga ti tro hore tring kong ha tin sha le lu tat ti pya la phit par
so we need to work together to actually understand what God is doing rather than more divisive
ela chano ro ga apwe le ne kwe phu ma ho ba bu atu tu kwa chano ro ga di di phya mu ro song long ga ko lou phu phit par
we're on the same mission
chano ro a lo nga ta ta na phyo lo nga ko lou ba
we're fighting a real enemy
chano ro ka sa tu be tait da phit par
we need to join together in what we do value together as God's people
chano ro phya thikin ni lu ta phit di a lyo so a mu ro song phit di a lyo so chano ro a tu tu ko a lou lou phu lwe par
for example
upama ne ne
and this is more the english language
era english lo ne
so you have apostle which is a greek word
era di tamando era ku english ka ne apostle lu kho re era greek ka lu phit par
so where did the word missionary come from
ta shin missionary shu re ta ta na pyu sia shu re sa ka lu ma be ka ne la de le
actually it's the same word as apostle but different languages
ti ge shu lo shin missionary shu re sa ka lu ne tamando apostle shu re sa ka lu ha greek sa ka lu ma atu tu phit par de atu tu phit par
one's greek one's latin
era de greek sa ka lu ta lu ne No, the Latin saka talung phit par.
But it means sent forth. Same thing.
Adipe ka ro she lwet de, she lwet chin khan de lo adipe phit par de.
So we can still see that adventure, pioneering spirit in church planters, we call them often now, missionaries.
Ala atin no hori niya ma atin no kuti thong phu ya no the do the CP anene she lwet chin khan de hori ma atin no kuti ti thong cha de.
But we're one work God working around the world.
The Luni apin phaya thikin ka alou lou ba de.
So let me just make a few summary statements before going on a little bit further here.
Sala bi do ne ne papa pye shwe ne de su.
Here I've been more critiquing cessationism.
Era ne di era wing shu ji ju ma shi do bu lu pyo de lu de ku ne ne papa pyan thi da ne tu tu phit ba de.
But I also want to say that every believer has a spiritual gift from God.
အဲ့ဒါယုံကြည်သူအားလုံးဟာဖခင်တခင်တန်းနဲ့ဝိညာဉ်စုကျေစုကိုရရှိကြပါတယ်။ Hallelujah.
Amen. God's expectation is shaped partly around the spiritual gifts.
အဲ့ဒါဖခင်တခင်ရဲ့တာသနာပြုလုပ်ငန်းကိုဝိညာဉ်စုကျေစုပေးချင်တာဖြင့်ဆောင်ရွက်တာဖြစ်ပါတယ
်။ In a real way, it's supernatural, God's spirit working in us.
အဲ့ဒါဒီအနောဘယတခုကြီးမှရှာဖြစ်ဖရာတခင်ကကျွန်တော်တို့မှာအလောက်လောက်တာဖြစ်ပါတယ
် And that all of God's people need to join together in looking to God to equip us to finish the work
အဲ့ဒါကြောင့်ကျွန်တော်တို့အလုံးဟာဒီအမှုတော်ဆောင်အလုံးဟာကျွန်တော်တို့ကပူပေါင်းဆောင်ရွက်ဖူးလွှတ်တဲ့ဖရာတခင်ရဲ့တာတနာပြုလုပ်ငန်းကိုဘလူးပြီးမြောက်အောင်ဆောင်ရွက်နိုင်မလဲရှုရလွတ်ပါတယ
် So let me go on and talk a little bit more about the gifts of the spirit
ဝိညာဉ်စုကျေးဇူးအကြောင်းအရာကိုဆက်လက်ပြီးတော့ပြောမယ်ဆိုရင်
Okay, so in 1 Corinthians
12:8-11.
So he begins a long list of spiritual gifts here. At verse 8, for example, one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit. Now the reason I'm mentioning this is because it's through the Spirit you have that word of wisdom.
era tension to in the up in any pinya ku ya shi da phit par
so the spirit will select some people to give that word of wisdom
achu to jing chi tu mya ku tension to in the any pinya win in su jiu ku ya shi phu ya no twet phaya thikin ka jwe ni
and you begin to slowly learn you have that word of wisdom
ဲ့ဒါနဲ့ကျွန်တော်တို့ဒီဝိညာဉ်အဲ့ဒီဝိညာဉ်ရှုခြင်းယူကိုရရှိတယ်ဆိုလို့ရှင်နော်စတင်ပြီးတော့နားလေသဘောပေါက်ခွင့်ရှိတယ
် people say yeah that's exactly what I should do why didn't I see it before
အဲ့ဒါမှန်တယ်လို့လူတွေကသဘောပေါက်ချက်တယ်အဲ့ဒါအဲ့ဒါအဲ့လိုလုပ်ရမယ့်ဥစ္စာပဲလို့
but they're very diverse and different gifts right
အဲ့ဒါကတကယ်တူမူထူးခြားတဲ့ဝိညာဉ်ရှုခြင်းယူဖြစ်ပါတယ်
he talks about the word of knowledge
ပြီးတော့လေဒီပါလေအတိပညာလား
and he says according to the same spirit
အဲ့ဒီဝိညာဉ်အပြင်ရရှိတာဖြစ်ပါတယ
် so it's kind of a hint from the old testament where the spirit of god gives distributes his gifts gifting to different people
ဒါမဟုတ်မှလည်းဘယ်ဒီဒီသူ့လူတွေထားတဲ့ဝိညာဉ်စုကျေးဇူးတွေကိုပေးတယ
် so that point we are not in competition
ကျွန်တော်တို့ကပြန်ဖက်မဟုတ်ပါဘူ
း but as the body we're working together using our gifts
ကျွန်တော်တို့ဝိညာဉ်ရှုခြင်းယူကသုံးပြီးတော့ခန္ဓာကိုယ်တစ်ခုတည်းမှာအထူးတကွအလောက်လောက်တာမှုတော်ဆောင်တာဖြစ်ပါတယ
် he mentions the word of knowledge he gives knowledge
အဲ့ဒါဒီအတိပညာကိုပေးတယ
် to another faith
နောက်တစ်ယောက်ထံတော့ယုံကြည်ခြင်းကိုပေးတယ
် and so we're looking the faith would be a deeper confidence for a specific challenging situation
အလုံးဒီကြီးမာတဲ့စင်ခေါ်ခြင်းကိစ္စမှာဖျားသခင်ကိုလုံလုံလည်လည်အားကိုးနိုင်ခြင်းဆုံးချီခြင်းဖြစ်ပါတယ
် It says to another gifts of healing
ပြီးတော့နောက်တစ်ယောက်ထံတော့အနာရောဂါငင်းခြင်းပေးတယ
် plural is there gifts of healing
အဲ့ဒီမှာဒီဒီဒီအမြုံမြုံတော့နော်အနာရောဂါငင်းခြင်းဖြစ်ပါတယ
် which probably is talking about maybe you can pray for people to have a baby all right
အဲ့ဒါလေခလေးကောင်းကောင်းမွန်မွန်မွေးနာဖူးရန်အတွက်ဒီရှုတောင်းပေးတယ်
You can pray. You have the gift of healing for praying for diseases. You see, the Spirit is trying to prevent us from pride, but that we can all work together for His glory. We must get a bigger view that it's what God is doing in our midst, not just me.
ဘေးမချိဘင်းဖျားတခင်ကဘလူနီယာဖင်းချေပြေဆိုအလောလောတလေးဆိုတာကိုကြည့်ဖို့လွတ်တယ
် And so in verse 11 of 1 Corinthians 12
အဲ့ဒါဒီအခါဒီဒီစနစ်အပိငေစေတ္တမှာ
to another the affecting of miracles
ပြီးတော့အချက်လူမြတ်ထံတော့နမိတ်လက္ခဏာလောက်နိုင်ချင်းကိုဖေးတယ
် Notice here the spirit is not the word spirit is not used together with it
And that's
just to simplify the language, not always saying according to the Spirit, according to the Spirit.
Verse 10,
to another prophecy. Sometimes we think of that as more of a prophecy of the future, but that's more rare.
Prophet Pew Chin lu pyo de kha ma anaket ko di Judin Hawking thau chin Judin ho pyo chin phit de a la di sia pa de uyin su chin ju phit ba
but it's more often used in the scripture to rightly assess our situation or tell our situation
a da ba me a mya a phin chan lo a chi ni ne pat ta pi lo a chan lo a chi ni di ku niya ma luat de niya ma thung phit phu ya na de phit ba
You know I'm going through these very quick. I understand that. another is distinguishing spirits. I meet people and they say something, wow, that's not from the Lord. I find myself a little confused, not knowing what they're saying too much. But once they say that, oh yeah, of course it's not. It's
clarity.
So instead of looking at the pastor as being having all the spiritual gifts, we need to look at the body as having all what we
need. Verse 10 also he's
talking about various kinds of language foreign language abilities
and
we should rightly understand that as real languages from Acts 2
and Yeah.
Not just gibberish, real languages, okay?
A
proof of that is the next gift is translation of those languages.
Yeah.
So it's not an unintelligible language, which doesn't make sense. It's one from the Lord. Okay, so we have many members in the body. Like Romans 12:4 says. But they don't all have the same function. But we're individually members of one another. Now, I'm not going to go on and talk about the spiritual gifts listed here. I assume you all have studied the spiritual gifts. And maybe taught about them. Okay. But like in verse 6, when it says gifts according to the grace given to us. What I am emphasizing is this is one Lord, one Spirit who works among us.
And
how do we work along with one another? Do you despise or look down on some people? Do you think that they're not worth or valuable in the congregation?
Because
there's no room for that kind of understanding. Everyone is important. Everyone has a spiritual gift. And the Spirit of God works through everyone that we all might be strong and healthy. First Peter 4, instead of listing spiritual gifts, it lists two categories of spiritual gifts. Verse 11, it talks about the speaking gifts, those who have to do with speaking. And it also speaks about the serving gifts, the way you help and do things.
Motion.
And so we find, again, you know, it's very consistent here. God is working through His people because we're His temple. We're like Jesus carrying out His work. Now, I just want to pause a little bit and talk about equipping gifts, or I could call callings. In Ephesians 4, verse 11, and I briefly did mention this yesterday. So God gave some as apostles, prophets, evangelists, and pastor teachers. Now I want to look at verse 12. For the purpose, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of service. So the building up of the body of Christ. So what we find here, the job of the pastors is not to do all the spiritual work. Whether educated or not educated, it doesn't matter. It's the Spirit of God working in each of the members that's so important. So you can help identify their spiritual gifts. Encourage them in their spiritual gifts.
And so my sister we issue you go ti na le pe phu lue ba re era ko tong pe phu khona pe phu lue ba re.
And it will only be then we really begin to understand the church and what God is doing.
And I mean the tia the king got the atin ro ma blue alau lau tele so ra chano ro ti nai ma.
The purpose is not to get people just to come. We want to equip them, it says here, verse 12.
And the tia tong ma the tia si ku phu la ra lau ne ma ho be ne.
So a vision is going back further to what God is trying to do in the church.
As
it says at the end of verse 13, the fullness of Christ, the body of Christ. When we all are carrying out God's good works, it's like Jesus here, carrying out his purpose.
Era di di Jesus ka di tuya tadana pilongan ku lout talu tanoro along ka no lout da phit par.
I want to do a little clarification of the gift of tongues.
Di acha to bata saka ne patat pi ro ne ne papa shin pya chin ne.
Particularly I'm looking at 1 Corinthians 12 verse
27 to 31.
Whether you speak in tongues, a foreign language or not, I don't know. But what we want to do, I want to first read this. You might want to open up to that. 1 Corinthians 12, 27 to 31. I want to read that, and I want to, when we're reading it, I want you to see how the revelatory gifts are mixed with the other gifts. Let's just start reading. Now you are Christ's body, individually members of it. Verse 28, and God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, administrations, various kinds of tongues. Are 29, all are not apostles, are they? All are not prophets, are they? All are not teachers, are they? All are not workers of miracles, are they? All do not have gifts of healing, do they? All do not speak with tongues, do they? All do not interpret, do they? But earnestly desire the greater gifts, and I show you still a more greater way.
Tino di kridoe ku pichai. Adi di ingaro pichai. Ya di kindi. Nia. Pepeba. Sama pepeba sepepa. Dungsi. Dutiya ayana. Dutiya ayana.
What I want to do is just look at these verses for a second.
But can I let Dima Sune Chinde Haka Bale Suyen?
I want us to just make some observations, to me, very important ones. Just like cessationists make wrong conclusions on the basis of Scripture, I say that. Some in the camp of continuationism also make wrong conclusions. Now, first of all, when we look at verse 27, who is he talking about? Who's the you? Correct, the body of Christ. Now, individually, so we're one, the body, but individually, we're all members of that one body. And so, for example, when he says that all are not apostles, are they?
အားလုံးကတမန်တော်ဖြစ်တလားလို့မေးတယ
် He's saying not all of us members of the body are apostles
အားလုံးကတမန်တော်မဟုတ်ဘူးတဲ
့ We know that right
အဲ့ကျွန်တော်တို့လည်းကြည့်တယ
် But his point is pretty powerful here
ဒီမှာဒီတကယ်တကူရှိတယ်ထင်ရှားတယ်ရှိကြည့်တယ်
Not all of us should be apostles or teachers or miracle workers
ကျွန်တော်တို့အားလုံးကပါလေဒီတမန်တော်ဖြစ်ဖို့မဟုတ်ဘူးတမန်ဆရာဖြစ်ဖို့မဟုတ်ဘူးနမိတ်လက္ခဏာကိုလောက်ဖို့မဟုတ်ဘူး
Nor do all of us speak in foreign languages and tongues.
ကျွန်တော်အားလုံးကချက်တော့ဘာသာစကားပြောဖို့လား?
It says that in verse 30, right?
No, အဖေငယ်တုံးချိန်မှာ.
So what does it mean when one brother or sister insists that if you're really filled with the Spirit, you need to speak in a foreign language?
အဲ့ဒါနဲ့တချို့ညီကူမြတ်ကဆိုလို့ရှိရင်တသင်းတော်ညီတော်နဲ့တကယ်ပြည့်တယ်ဆိုလို့ရှိရင်အချက်တော့ဘာသာစကားနဲ့ပြောရမယ်လို့ဒီအတင်းပြောတဲ့အခါမှာ
when it so clearly says they don't
no elu မဟုတ်ဘူးလို့ထင်ရှားစွာတွေ့ရှိတယ
် this you see the conflict
ဒီမှာကျွန်တော်တို့ချင်းနာချက်တွေ့ရှိတယ
် I wrestle with that why do they come to that conclusion
ဘာဖြစ်လို့ဒီလူနေအပြင်ပြောင်းနိုင်ကြတာလဲလို့ကျွန်တော
် because it created a lot of confusion in churches around the world
အဲ့ဒါတော့ဒီကမ္ဘာပေါ်မှာရှိတဲ့တင်းတူတင်းတာတွေဒီလူဟာမျိုးဒီရှုပ်ထွေးကြတာဖြစ်ပါတယ
် you see these areGifts for some individuals but not for everybody. And so instead I was trying to think maybe there's another reason they think everybody should be speaking in different languages. I think I found out why. Because those who speak with tongues or these languages think that they have a special language with God. They will say they are praying in the Spirit. Again, if you're like this, I'm not trying to be offensive, just clarifying things.
So
when we look at a gift, speaking in a language, as the evidence that God is with the person,
why don't
we say the gift of teaching shows you have the presence of God?
That's it. No, but the mercy of teaching is theဖျားတိကနေအတူပါရှိတယ်ဆိုတော့လက္ခဏာမဟုတ်ဘူးလား
And this is where I began to understand that they think the gift of tongues is connected with a communion with God the way I talk with God the way God speaks to me
နော်အချက်တော့ဘာသာစကားတုံးပြပြီးတော့ဖျားတိကကိုဒီလူနည်းအဖြစ်နဲ့စကားပြောလို့ရတယ်လို့ပြောချင်တာဖြစ်ပါတယ်
Which often they understand from 1 Corinthians 14 verse 2
အဲ့ဒါနဲ့ဒီတိကောခါကြီးဆက်လက်ဖိငင်ဆင်အဖိငင်နှစ်မှာတို့ဒီလိုတဘောပေါက်တာဖြစ်ပါတ
ယ် It says for the one who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men but to God
အဲ့ဒါဒီအချက်တော်ပါတာစကားပြောတဲ့လူတွေကလူတွေထားတော့ပြောတာမဟုတ်ဘူးဖိယသခင်ထားတော့ပြောတာဖြစ်တယ်လို့
But whatever it does mean
ဘလူပဲဖြစ်ဖြစ
် You cannot demandthat every believer should be speaking in a foreign language.
အဲ့ဒါအလုံးကချက်တော့ဘာသာစကားပြောရမယ်လို့တော့ပြောလို့မရပါဘူး.
And you can't conclude because I speak in a foreign language, God loves me more than you.
အချက်တော့ဘာသာစကားကိုပြောနိုင်တဲ့အတွက်ကြောင့်ကျွန်တော်ကိုဖျားသခင်ကခမည်းထက်ချစ်တယ်လို့လည်းပြောလို့မရဘူး.
Or I know more, or I'm better than, or I'm more spiritual than.
အခမည်းထက်တည်ဝိညာဉ်ပိုင်းမှာတာတယ်တခမည်းထက်တည်ဝိညာဉ်ပိုင်းမှာကောင်းတယ်လို့လည်းပြောလို့မရဘူး.
See what happens is they began to go against some basic foundational teaching about the Holy Spirit.
တန်ရှင်းတော်ရင်တော့ ਨੇ အပတ်တပ်ပြီးတော့အချိန်ကန်တင်ယူခြင်းကိုဒီဆန့်ကျင်တာဖြစ်ပါတယ်
And the point is this, that God works and speaks through all his people. We see that when God distributes the spiritual gifts to everyone. Think of it this way. When can you begin to pray? How long do you need to be a Christian before you start praying?
နော်ခမရမဒီရှုမတောင်းတက်ခင်မှာနော်ခရိယာဖြစ်တာပဲနှစ်နှစ်လောက်ကြဲရမလဲ
Is that hard or easy question? You look confused.
Okay.
What is he saying?
Not hard question.
Okay, what's the answer?
Up here. So we don't need to be Christian for a long period of time before we begin to pray.
Okay, so maybe 3 weeks?
Tumpala.
After becoming a Christian, 3 weeks? You think 1 month?
But
I would just say, when a person becomes a Christian, then he can talk to God. I understand it's a learning process. I understand that. But what enables you to pray, being a child of God, is now true. God is your father. You can talk to him. So this communion is a powerful thing where every believer can pray to God. What I'm trying to say is this, every believer can talk to God. You don't need to pray in a foreign language to talk to God. Paul says in verse 14, yeah, I use foreign language, but then I don't understand what I'm saying. The translator's not there. The people understand it, but I don't understand. I'd rather pray so I know what I'm saying. What is more important is to focus on, God, how do you want me to pray? Will you help me to pray, to know how to intercede for these people? Now, let me give you an example. One time we had a prayer meeting at our church. And I was closing in prayer. And all of a sudden, my mind was a vision of a bottle of perfume breaking.
And
so, you understand, right? When the bottle breaks, the perfume, what happens? Yeah, all the nice scent goes everywhere. And I could just see that the Spirit gave me that insight or vision. I don't know what you call it. To help the people of God to incorporate in my prayer. To let people know that God is working through our prayers as a church. To powerfully touch and help the lives of others. So communion with God is something that it's all our privilege. We're not to use a spiritual gift to say other people ought to have what we have. The Lord said, I distribute the gifts as I please. And how dare one believer boldly assert everyone should have this gift that I have. So they've gone too far, extreme. I understand they are trying to counter a dead church sometimes. Like Jesus commented in the Sermon on the Mount.
Don't
be like the Pharisees who have these special prayers. They just say them.
Yes, that
is to be criticized. That's not good.
By the
way, I don't mean we shouldn't have written prayers, okay? That's
okay.
But I think Jesus was just saying, you have something, you just say it, rather than talking to God. And God has His purposes to work through all of us, to work to accomplish His great purposes. Let's love each other. Let's recognize God works through every believer. That His greater spirit purpose is accomplished. Let's not be extreme. Let's go back to the scriptures. I'll talk about experience a little later. Sometimes we want to validate our experience and make it very important. But Paul uses the word charis, grace.
And
that every believer has his grace, making each of us unique and special and valuable, significant. Not one person. And that the pastor's responsibility, the church plant's responsibility, is to equip you so you can use your spiritual gifts. And you can catch a vision of what God is doing in the church. And then Christ will be exalted. I was trying to leave some time for questions. If you have a question.
1 Corinthians 10:12. Eagerly desire the creature's gift, yet not I will show you the most excellent way. He continued to his work. So no going to a country could have taken on Sene, can't you don't say my baby? Let you know. When you know, Suja, you came a consum puja java, no? That on Macabu, you kept good at calling after to know, kept your own maze, European digital. And I'm a country set on my body, you can't say, can't you say, don't sick on it, the sacred petiva. No mean and don't prophecy. Mimuto Bata Saka, Marco Bono, Tiari Shila, Sinaturo, Pilquema, Bono, Bafilo Legariga, Gala, Chinta Patechin Gala, Pepit, Dame Pisum Tot, Tula Kay, Pisum Tot, Pit Lavis, you know, Dihariga, Pilquema, Chinatan, as you are. The good set of country set on Nishit, say Gitan, and Gitan, no? And I
Paul said in the 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 30, he said, the eagerly desire the greater gifts, and continue to show you the most excellent way.
Yes.
So there are most excellent, that means there are better gifts. Okay. And then the 13 verse.
8 to 10.
Chapter 13.
Yes.
8 to 10 say, prophecy and knowledge and speaking in tongue, when the perfection come, will be no more.
Okay. So let me just go back a little bit. Thank you for your question. I know we have different opinions, that's fine. But let me just share back a little bit. Okay, so what makes a greater gift? I'm just asking. Okay, so you're just trying to list them. But I'm saying, what makes it greater? That's a very... you can't have exercise your spiritual gift without the character of the Spirit in you. Very true. Love. Mm-hmm. What's he saying?
Maybe 14:5. Maybe this is a greater gift.
Okay, and 14:5 says, "Now I wish that you all spoke in tongues, but even more that you would prophesy. And greater is one who prophesies than one who speaks in tongues, unless he interprets." So let me go back to chapter 12 here. It is very clear that the character of love is one of the greater things that Paul is pointing to here. And I think Paul, it seems like in verse 31, when he says, earnestly desire the greater gifts, in his further conversation in 1 Corinthians 14, the people, a lot of the Christians in the Corinthian church were probably trying to emphasize how they spoke in different languages. And it's perhaps the reason Paul said in verse, starting in verse 28, that he first the gifts of
1, 2, 3, 4.
And the last one he says is the language. And then, as my brother just shared in chapter 14, a language doesn't help unless people understand it, and in this case, interpret it. And that's where the gift of prophecy would be of more value, because it's communicating more of God's word. But the gift of language is only real value when, and the word is passing on, when it's actually being understood. And that's why Paul himself minimizes the gift of language. If I don't understand it, it's not helping me that much. So greater gifts, just in summary, I think are talking just the ones that by which God's word is more clear and made manifest. But the excellent way that he talks about is the way of love. And this is why he stops 1 Corinthians 12, his conversation. talks about love, 1 Corinthians 13. And then finishes up his thoughts in chapter 14. Again, though some gifts in some sense are more helpful to the church overall, the teaching is very important, basic. It's even called in Ephesians 4 an equipping gift, right? Because it enables everybody to use their gifts and live rightly. Anyway, the gift of love is the greatest, and I hope you and I all have that. Even if you don't agree with me, you know, I think we can agree on that. Are there other questions?
Okay. 13:10. What is the one? It says perfect. And
okay, so let me go back to the question of sensation. Cessationism is what you're talking about. The basis of having that viewpoint.
Cessationism.
And so that they often base their argument on when the perfect comes, 1 Corinthians 13:10. When the perfect comes, the partial will be done away with. So they take that to mean the canon of scripture in, what, 367 AD or something, you know, when it was canonized, the scripture was accepted as a whole.
Okay, but
that is a big assumption that that's what the perfect means. In equal way, it could mean when the love of God is fulfilled among us. You
know?
Because it says elsewhere, love fulfills all the laws, right? If you love one another, you're not going to steal their things.
No.
Or when we see Christ, the perfect comes, we don't need these gifts anymore.
First John 3:1-2.
When we see him, we will be as he is.
So I
would just say be careful on your conclusions, and you should have more evidence to back up cessationism than that. The problem is I don't think they do. Though I was brought up, you know, went to a Bible college that believed that. I understand the teaching. You see, that conclusion came about to react against liberalism. To be able to emphasize the authority of God's word. And it's not just what I'm thinking is right. We have to compare and discern the spirits and see, is it biblical? Is it true? As well as not putting the scripture on the same level as a prophet, maybe, that's saying something. Or someone called the Pope, his statement of is higher than the scriptures. So I find it an overreaction to trying to be faithful to God's word, which is good, which is good. But the overreaction is not necessary. But still we can be faithful to God's word and discern the spirits, even discern the prophets around us, as it says in 1 Thessalonians 5. The prophet
piu chip ni ku le pan chet ta phu lue ba de na ade wingin le ku pan chet ta phu le lue ba de tano piu ra ma hoh bu lo thuk ka piu.
We have time for one or two more questions.
Me phu si de la.
Okay.
Okay, okay. Chapter 2.
Tang,
yeah. And Tang. And chapter 14.
The First Corinthians.
Is the same.
Yes. You know, that's an interesting question. Now, there's two questions there, okay? So generally, the gift of tongues is the gift of foreign language. In English, the old word, the King James Version, uses the word glosa or tongues to translate it tongues for foreign language. And so, coming from the West, they still translate wrongly, because we don't use that word anymore, tongues. With tongue is this. So it's an old understanding of what tongues meaning foreign language. But I don't think the translators were faithful. They still used the word tongues instead of saying foreign language. But that's what the Greek word means, glossa. It means foreign language. Now, I haven't studied 1 Corinthians 14 too much lately. But let me just say, there's one author who makes a big deal in 1 Corinthians 14 that the word tongue here is used to refer to Babel, not to real language. So in that case, but Paul was using it to criticize the Corinthians for going overboard. And so verse 4, one who speaks a tongue edifies himself. But Paul's saying, he's criticizing them. He's saying, that's not the purpose of gifts. Not in a positive way. Not making a biblical statement, but criticizing them, because that's not the point of spiritual gifts, to edify yourself, but to edify others. I'll just give you that and let you study more, okay? It's another way to look at 1 Corinthians 14. One more question. I appreciate our conversations. Thank you.
Yeah, very good.
Ephesians chapter 12, verse 7. When a man died,
spirit directly go to God. The dust body will go to dust.
Okay.
What spirit from man go to God? Then the second, but the second, when the spirit of God dwell in man, which spirit is go to God?
What verse are you talking about? Ecclesiastes
12:7.
12:7.
Okay.
Oh, thank you. In verse 7, when it talks about the Spirit will return to God who gave it, I don't think it's talking about the. It's just talking like our life, like in Genesis 1 when he spoke and we had life and live. I think it's just stating that we no longer have it. It's no longer animating us. We're dead. It's no longer moving
us.
And it's just gone. It's God's breath. It kept us alive as long as God wanted to keep us alive. So life is from God.
This concludes this message on life in the Spirit. Experiencing the fullness of Christ. Translated into Burmese from English. By Paul Bucknell, produced by Biblical Foundations for Freedom, www.foundationsforfreedom.net, releasing God's truth to a new generation.